Digital accessibility, which is what? Probably many of you have noticed that today's technology is advancing with unimaginable speed. What used to be pure fiction is now our everyday life. We can confidently say that we are an information society which depends on various types of media, including the internet. The global network is for most of us the main source of information about the world, as well as a basic tool that enables us to communicate with each other in real time, regardless of geographical distance. However, we do not often realize that among us there are people for whom access to the internet can be exceedingly difficult. These are digitally excluded people who, for various technological or psychological reasons, stemming from inadequate skills, motivation, or anxiety, cannot fully or partially use new technologies. Various groups that are particularly exposed to this phenomenon include, among others, disabled people, who are a quite large group in our society. Statistical data is not something to be proud of, as it shows that only 1 in 3 disabled people uses the internet. To illustrate the scale of the problem more precisely, let us also pay attention to the fact that, according to the last census of 2011, over 3 million people with confirmed disabilities were registered, but in fact it is estimated that there are between 4 and 7 million such individuals in Poland. Now, someone may ask, why so many disabled people do not use the internet or have limited access to it? There may be several reasons for this, but we will focus today on a specific one, namely that websites are not adapted to such users. To elaborate on this issue in more detail, let's first move on to a solution that can be implemented when designing or improving websites. In today's podcast, we will discuss a set of recommendations contained in the document called Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG for short. It was developed by the World Wide Web Consortium, an organization dealing with setting standards for creating websites, which you can associate with the creator of the first web browser and web server, that is with Timothy Berners-Lee. As early as 1994, a need to implement uniform standards for websites and mobile applications so as to make them accessible to disabled users was felt, which is why in 1999 the first version of the guidelines was created. The second, still in force today, was established almost 10 years later, that is in 2008, and in 2012 gained the status of an international ISO standard. The structure of this document is quite extensive, but contrary to appearances, it is not based on technical principles, but rather on understanding the needs of other human beings. In the main reasoning behind this structure, everyone who designs websites should try to put themselves in the shoes of a disabled person and consider, among other things, how to see what's in the picture without using the sense of sight, how to change the browser settings so as to make it more legible for me, or how to navigate the page without using a computer mouse. Each of us can ask lots of such questions and thus spend long hours on this issue. However, in order not to waste time, let's briefly examine together the four main pillars on which this entire document is based to see what a model website should look like. The first rule is to ensure that users can use the website or application with the senses that are available to them. There are several ways of achieving this goal. For the blind, by placing alternative texts next to photos or graphics which will describe them accurately. Thanks to the use of solutions like this, special software for reading pages will enable the user to get to know the contents of all materials on the page, not only text but also graphics that such a person will be able to imagine. In addition, it is important to attach subtitles and visual description to video materials for people with hearing or vision problems, who then will be able to understand the content of this type of material. In this pillar, appropriate visual appearance of the sites is also important because properly selected colors, correct page markings, as well as right size selection of the elements are also of great importance. The text must be clear and clearly visible, and the content itself must be logically and consistently marked, so that there will be no doubts about how to navigate the page. It is worth adding that the website or application should also be legible at all times, even if the text size is increased by 200%. Even with such large approximation, we should be able to move on the page without sidebars and bottom arrows, that is, in the same way as if it was operated in the original state. The second principle we will discuss is functionality, or in general, the ability to find content regardless of navigation method. This category includes website operation without the use of a mouse, only from the keyboard level, which makes it easier for people, for example, with motor difficulties. In addition, it should also be possible to turn off moving animated elements that could be distracting for some or even in extreme cases dangerous for people suffering from epilepsy. When filling out forms on pages, there should be no time limit that could cause problems and be stressful and hindering. It should also be remembered that page headers play an extremely important role, although they are a fairly unnoticeable element that is easy to forget. To be correctly used, they must describe the content in a way that is easy to understand. Here, simplicity should reign supreme. We should also remember the next important link, which is consistency in appearance, according to which everything should have its own place on the website. If the sidebar was on the right side of the homepage, have it also there in other places of the same web page. When moving to the third pillar, first of all, bear in mind that the website should be understandable, precise, and transparent for the user. So, simple language, avoiding or explaining difficult words and phrases, is essential. Nobody likes a situation in which they read something and understand nothing. Again, simplicity should be our motto. In addition, it should also be added that if the website deals with filling in forms, it should contain precise messages that would indicate what is wrong and suggest how to correct errors. The fourth or the last pillar will be compatibility, that is, enabling proper functioning of the website or application in various software packages. Not only in browsers, but also, for example, in screen readers for the blind. So, no matter what device is used, the site should always function properly. These are just a few basic rules that should be used when designing a website. There are quite a lot of them, aren't there? And if you want to know, there are many, many more. So, when creating a page, do we have to use all 78 rules that define a WCAG document? As you may have guessed, it would be great if that was the case, but no, that's not how it goes. Therefore, in order to assess the level of website compatibility, there are three levels of assessment, where 1A is the minimum level, 2A is moderate, and 3A the highest, meeting all the criteria. Let us hope that in the future, a majority of web pages will be adapted to people with disabilities, so that everyone can have equal opportunities in life. Thanks to the internet, each of us can acquire new information, perform countless activities, ranging from communication to self-realization. For the disabled, this can be an additional gateway to increasing their independence from third parties. Thanks to it, they can do the shopping on their own without leaving home, increase their qualifications by means of, for example, special online courses, activate themselves by working remotely, deal with official matters, or simply keep in touch with other people. So, remember, Let us overcome barriers, not create them. And now some words to repeat. Implement, wdrożyć, browser, przeglądarka internetowa, accessibility, dostępność, transparent, przejrzysty, communication, porozumiewanie się.